present John le Carré's The Russia House, dramatized for radio in 7 parts by René Basilico, starring Tom Baker as Barley Blair. The Russia House, Part 7.
What's wrong with him, Harry? What's his problem?
Ned, you mean?
Of course I mean Ned. He sits there like a ridiculous, sulky child, radiating pessimism. It's so depressing, Harry. It's the last thing we need at this stage in the game.
Well, he must be worried about Barley.
Aren't we all?
And Goethe. Particularly Goethe.
But it looks so bad, especially to the Americans. They've invested a great deal in this operation.
Yes, I know that.
Russell Sheraton has put his whole career at risk on this one.
Oh?
And now, just as we're coming to the crunch, Ned goes sour on us. Is he losing his nerve?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, that's the impression he's giving.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
Talk to him, Harry. Tell him to snap out of it. The way he's going, he's jeopardising the whole operation.
You're losing your credibility, Ned. You're seeing ghosts.
Am I?
Looking for problems that may not be there.
Goethe wants a final and exhaustive list.
Yes, I know.
Why final? Why exhaustive?
Well,
when Barley met him in Leningrad, he wouldn't even accept our preliminary questionnaire. Now he's asking for the whole shopping list in one go, demanding it.
Russell Sheraton's working on that now.
The final list. After that, Goethe will answer no more questions. He's telling us this is our last chance. Why?
Have some wine.
Thank you.
All right. Let's assume the worst. Goethe's been turned. The Sovs are running him. So why would they close him down? Why not sit back and play us along? Why hand us an ultimatum, create deadlines?
Because Goethe might not be presentable anymore. He might not be able to speak or pick up his knife and fork. Or his glass of wine. God bless.
You think that's possible?
It's always possible, Harry. Always.
So what's the state of play at the moment?
In Moscow?
Mm-hmm.
You heard the tapes. Barley's going with Katya to the hospital to take Goethe's call.
Was that in the game plan?
Not really, but it's okay. Moscow station will be covering them every inch of the way.
Will they? You've done everything you can.
Maybe, but I still don't like it, Harry.
Hi, Penny. Everything okay?
Touch wood. Barley made the airport station on time. Katya picked him up 10 minutes ago in the Blue Lada.
She was right on time, then.
To the minute. We've got 2 irregulars following, another 2 waiting at the hospital, and old Anastasia covering the basement and the vestibule.
Not much else we can do except wait.
Spying is waiting, Len.
Don't remind me.
Barley wire for sound?
Of course. He'll switch on when he gets in the car.
Good. So, how do you like the publishing business?
Interesting. I rather fancy myself as managing director of Potomac and Blair.
3, this is 1, send.
Tag has just arrived.
Roger. They've just arrived at the hospital. Another 10 minutes before Goethe makes his call. Like I said, spying is waiting.
Imagine you're a doctor, Barley. You must look very strict.
Yeah, I'm a doctor. I feel bloody grim.
You should not have come with
me. I had to.
You must sit down here.
Where's the telephone?
Here, behind the pillar. The bureaucrats cannot see it, so it is not officially there.
How long before he calls?
I would say a few minutes only. He tries always to be punctual.
I hope to God he is.
He will not speak for long. To speak too long, even between safe telephones, is not sensible.
Can I speak to him?
It would make him very angry.
Why?
If they hear English, they will immediately pay attention. It is normal.
Вы ждете доктора?
Нет, мы ждем нашего друга, он на процедурах.
О, вы всю ночь прожите.
Who was that?
A cleaner, I would say. Almost definitely a cleaner. Да? Да? Что? Да.
Понятно. Угу. О, Боже мой.
What is this? Goethe? Goethe! Hang on, Katia. Hold on to me. Hold on. Good, that's right. That's it. I've got you. I've got you. Come on now.
У вас все в порядке?
Да, да. Спасибо, спасибо. Come on, Katia. Good. Get you away from me. До свидания.
До свидания.
One, this is three.
Here we go, Len. Three, this is one. Send.
Dag is just leaving. Man is driving. I'm following.
What? Three, this is one. Repeat your last. Roger.
What's Barley up to? He hasn't got a license.
You'd better get over to Katia's place.
Is that where they're going?
I'll let you know.
Right.
You know what to do?
When Barley leaves her apartment, assuming that's where they're headed, I pick him up and bring him to you.
Roger. Your call sign is seven.
Seven. See you, Paddy.
Where's the bird on this bloody thing? Ah.
I must go home.
I don't know the way.
Take me home, Barley.
I don't know the way. Tell me. Come on now. Sit up. Help me. Left or right? Which way?
На лево.
Which way?
Left, John, left.
Left.
Strip. Go faster.
Hell.
John, no.
Left, right.
Left.
One, this is seven.
Seven, this is one. Send.
Our pigeons are home to roost.
Roger.
Confirm cock driving.
Roger.
Now, don't be all night, Barley, please.
Children, okay?
They're asleep. Matveo's.
Are you going to tell me?
You must not disturb them. In here.
What the hell happened at the hospital?
Come. Sit here. Beside me.
Okay. Now tell me. Why are you so upset? Was it something you said?
Oh, Barley. He will come to Moscow on Friday. He will meet you at Igor's apartment at 11 o'clock on Friday night.
So?
He will bring more material and answer your questions. Please have a precise list ready. You should bring him news of publication. He loves me all the way.
Oh, Katie. What's wrong? It's going exactly to plan, isn't it?
They have taken him, Barley. They have taken Yakov.
How do you know?
He told me.
How? What did he say?
He used the wrong name. If he uses the name Peter, he's safe. If he uses Daniel, he's taken.
And he used Daniel?
Yes. He called me also Maria. Maria is how I must call myself if there is danger. Alina, if I'm safe.
What were his exact words? Think carefully now. His exact words.
This is Daniel.
Yes.
Is that Maria speaking? He was telling we are dead. Barley, we are dead.
No, we're not, Katia. Yakov was wrong. Trust me. Trust me.
Oh, for goodness sake, Ned, stop pacing up and down, will you?
Sit down, Ned. Relax. There's nothing we can do till the next transmission.
What the devil's he doing? He's been in her flat for, what, 2 hours now?
Perhaps they're having a tender moment.
Shouldn't take her that long to tell him what Goethe said.
Always assuming he made the call.
I would have thought he probably did. Otherwise, they would have gone on waiting, wouldn't they?
Exactly, Harry. Well said.
More coffee, anyone? Ned?
No.
How about you, Clive?
No, thank you.
Harry?
No, thanks. I'm up to here with this stuff.
And another thing. Why was Barley driving her away from the hospital? She drove him to the place.
Geronimo! Coming up on the screen now. Barley's left the apartment. Wicklow going in for the pickup. Paddy next.
Excellent. Maybe now we'll get some answers.
Hi, Paddy.
About time. What kept you?
That's what I've been asking. 2 hours I was sitting around in the wretched car.
What the hell were you up to, Barley?
A little latent welfare, old boy. That's all.
I'll pick you up when you've finished here, Barley. Usual procedure.
Fine.
You'll pass me the word, Paddy.
Sure.
Agent welfare.
Make yourself comfortable, if you can, Barley.
Thanks.
So, how did it go?
Fine, old boy. Everything like clockwork, until old Goethe came through.
What time was that?
10:40 on the button. Spoke for about a minute, and then dear old Katia goes and throws a wobbly.
Why?
God knows. Probably been winding herself up all week, worrying about him, herself, her kids, the whole damn thing. And then suddenly it was over and she just went pop.
But she's all right now.
Fine, old boy. Absolutely fine.
And Goethe?
Coming to Moscow Friday. Bang on target.
Friday, uh-huh.
Wants to meet me at 11 o'clock that night.
2300.
At a friend's flat. That's the address.
Igor Kravchenko.
Old pal of Goethe's, apparently. Fellow dissident.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. As far as Goethe's concerned, it's all systems go. He'll bring me more material, and I'm to bring what he calls news of publication. Presumably, he wants to know dates.
That's all.
And the questions, of course. The final shopping list. He asked for a precise list, apparently. This will be the last time, he said.
Okay, I'll pass that on to London.
I'd better give you the tapes.
Please.
They're quite difficult to get at. This isn't the easiest place to undress in, is it?
I've been in worse.
Yeah. What about the shopping list, old boy? When will you press that? Into my little hot hand.
At the last possible moment.
Ooh. That important, is it?
You could say that.
Oh, hell.
What's up?
The recorder. The wire's come adrift.
What wire?
The one that connects to the on-off switch. Look.
Let's have a look at the tape.
Here.
Haven't used much tape. About half an hour, I'd say. When did you switch it on?
At the metro station, just before she picked me up.
And half an hour later, you were where?
We'd have been... Yes, in the hospital, waiting for the phone call. Ah, that's when she almost fainted.
What?
Well, she sort of fell against me, grabbed hold of me, clung on like grim death.
Well, that could have been it, I suppose.
Well, I don't see how... No, no way.
Hmm.
Is this going to cause problems, Paddy?
It depends.
Hmm. I'd better get dressed.
Yeah.
The way I read it, Ned, there was no bad news.
Only good news.
Only good news.
Goethe tells her, I'm well, I'm safe, I gave a great lecture, see you Friday, I love you. And she weeps.
Oh, come on.
She weeps so much, Barley has to practically carry her out of the hospital. She weeps so much she can't drive.
Didn't drive.
Then he spends 2 hours in her flat comforting her for all the good news she's had.
Look, your own man Paddy says everything's A-okay. He's not worried. Barley impressed him. He's calm, totally in control.
Absolutely, old boy. We're bang on target. Goethe's coming to Moscow on Friday. Everything's fine.
Right.
That's why she's weeping.
Oh, for God's sakes. I hate to say this, Ned, but you're beginning to get on my tits.
Да, слушаю.
Katia?
Oh, it is you, Barley.
Yes. Just ringing to check that you'll be coming to the Potomac Blair party tonight.
Yes. Yes. That will be quite convenient.
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you.
And the twins, how are they?
They are all well, thank you.
Old Matvey still enjoying his pipe?
It has already become his favorite.
Pleased about that. Well, see you tonight, then.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling, Barley.
Goodbye.
No need to ask who that was.
Oh, just making sure she'd be there tonight.
I'm quite looking forward to it. Never been to a publisher's thrash before.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry, excuse me.
Ah, Barley! How's your dog?
I haven't got a dog, Arkady. Why do you ask?
Because it is safer to discuss one's dog than one's fellow human beings. The informers will have good harvest this autumn. Ask him.
Zapadny?
He's at peak of his profession, I would say.
I'll ask him, Arkady. I want a word with him anyway. Excuse me.
Oh, for God's sake, don't tell him I told you.
Don't worry, Arkady. I love you, too.
I damn well hope so.
Alec, you old devil. What are you pestering this poor girl about?
Oh, me?
I could see her blushing from the other side of the room. How are you, Katia?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. We were having very interesting discussion on human rights, as a matter of fact.
I'll bet.
What is difference between country that puts few extra people in prison and country that leaves its gangsters at large?
You want the polite answer, Alec, or the real one?
Barley!
Must go, Alec. See you tomorrow for a farewell snoot.
Sure, sure, any time.
Barley, can you spare a moment?
Coming! Excuse me, Alec, you too, Katya. Please? Excuse me, please.
You are crazy to turn your back on beautiful woman.
Everything all right?
Why shouldn't it be?
I don't know, but watch Zappenby. And tell Katya to watch him too.
Oh, come on. Alec's harmless enough. He's just invited me to a farewell snoot.
Want me to come along?
You're too young. It's for us golden oldies in the days when there was no hope.
What time is this snoot?
4 o'clock, he said.
Seems an odd time for a booze up.
Only since Perestroika. I must get back to Katya.
Bring her along.
Where to?
Jack Henziger's having a little do later on tonight. Everyone on the Potomac and Blair team.
Count me out, Len. I've got a prior engagement. Apologies to JP, but needs must when the devil drives and all that. Hmm? They okay?
Okay. All asleep.
Come here. I love you, Katya. I love the kids. I love old Matvey.
Durak.
I love children, uncles, cats, dogs, musicians. But not the way I love you. Oh, God. How do I say it? I must have read a million words. And at this moment, none of them are anywhere good enough.
Oh, Barley, the only words I want to say are in Russian.
Say them.
Я люблю тебя.
Я люблю тебя. I love you.
Yes.
Yes. Enough to stand the strain of separation, do you think?
I do not think. I know.
Then hang on to that. Whatever happens from now on, whatever, promise me you'll hang on to that.
A signal from Langley. Immediate. For you, Mr. Sheridan.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
You respond?
No, need it. This is fine.
All right. I better get back then.
Good news, Russell.
I can say that. It's the text of a signal's intercept.
Oh.
Soviet military. Leningrad to Moscow. Copy to Saratov.
Anything interesting?
Very.
May I?
Sure.
Thank you. Listen to this, Ned. Professor Yakov Saveliev is authorized to take a recreational weekend in Moscow, following his lecture to the military academy in Saratov this Friday. Please arrange transport and facilities.
Thank you, Leningrad.
May I see? By all means.
Thank you. It says here 1/1.
What does that mean?
1/1 means 1 out of 1. It's solo.
A single message, Clive. No signal either side of it. Not the usual cluster.
It's not that unusual, Ned.
Just makes it easier to intercept.
Ah.
It stinks, Russell. They're tossing us a piece of bait.
Oh, come on, Ned. Once you start thinking like that, it's pretty damn hard to think any other way.
I'm bound to agree, Ned. Sorry.
Don't give Barley the shopping list.
What?
Or Goethe.
What the hell are you saying?
Abort.
Abort? On what grounds?
On the grounds that, as Ned sees it, everything going our way is a Kremlin plot. Right, Ned?
Read the signs, Russell.
Do you think I haven't considered that Goethe might turn out to be their asset and not ours?
Well, then.
I know the stakes, for Christ's sake, Ned. But this isn't the moment for looking over our shoulder. Not unless we have a damn good reason. We're not going that route, Ned. It's my operation and my ass.
Then don't give him the shopping list.
Why the hell not? Give me proof, Ned. Cast iron proof, not hunches. Remember what you said. Goethe is straight. Your words. And I loved you for them. I still do. Goethe is telling the unpolluted truth as he knows it. And my myopic masters are going to have it shoved up their asses, even if it turns their balls to water. Do you read me, Ned?
Don't give it to him, Russell. We've lost him.
Now hear me, Ned. You got us into this operation. You and that crazy bastard you call a Joe. So don't try to jump off the tiger at the first goddamn stop.
Barley, my dear chap. Oh, look, here, it is most kind of you to call. But I am most puzzled to know why. You have perhaps some deal you wish to discuss with me.
Yes, I do.
Ah, I understand. Your Mr. Hensiker is perhaps too greedy. He is a big tycoon, sure, but he is not understanding our world of publishing, I would say.
Any chance of a drink round here?
Alas, Barley, it is more than my life is worth to offer you a drink in the office these days. But you must please sit and let us kick some thoughts around for a few minutes, eh? Per Alston.
Alec, does that telephone work?
Of course.
Listen to me, Alec. I am ready to betray my country, and I'm in a hurry.
Barley, what are you saying?
I want you to put me in touch with the proper authorities because there are certain conditions that have to be agreed in advance.
No, but I have no idea what you are talking
about. Don't tell me you don't know who to get hold of, Alec. Just do it.
Okay, Barley. If you say so, I just make one phone call. Okay?
Right, let's synchronize watches. Yeah. In 10 seconds, the time will be 22:50 exactly. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now.
We'd better get going, Barley.
Yep.
Nervous?
Wouldn't you be?
Probably. Here. The shopping list's built into the text.
Thanks. From here to eternity. Very apt.
The Americans are treating it like the Holy Grail.
So am I.
Okay, let's go over it once more.
Len drops you 500 yards short of Igor's apartment block. As soon as you get inside the apartment, you check it out, and you give us the signal that it's A-OK.
Light on, pull the curtains, both ways if I have to, but leave them drawn.
Correct.
Pickup's the same routine as before.
Roger and out. This letter's for Ned, in case anything happens to me.
It won't.
Take it anywhere.
Okay.
Come on, Len.
And don't keep me waiting all night, if you don't mind.
Hello, what's happening in here?
Hi, Harry.
You've been here all night?
Unfortunately.
We've lost him, Harry. He's gone.
Who has?
Barley.
What do you mean, gone? Didn't he keep his appointment with Goethe?
No, he kept it all right. He just never came back.
Wicklow waited all night for him.
Are you sure he isn't lying drunk somewhere? Out on another bender with Goethe? Like Peredelkin, no?
No. He left a letter at the hotel for Len Wicklow.
Jack Hensiker got one, too. Quote, "Tell them you never trusted me. I didn't trust me, so why should you?" Unquote.
Sorry.
I think we should let everyone go now. What do you say, Ned?
Yes, of course.
Now hear this, boys and girls. The show's over. Time to put the chairs on the tables and go home. We lost. But thank you all for a fine effort. A tremendous effort. See you around, Harry. Ned, I guess I owe you dinner sometime.
Has Clive been told?
Oh, yes. Took off at the first sign of trouble. I should think he's halfway to setting up a committee of inquiry. Pontius Pilate had nothing on dear Clive.
Not another bloody committee. It'll roll on for years.
Excuse me. Hello up there. I say, por favor.
Si, senor.
Signor Barley Blair. Does Signor Barley Blair live here? Signor Barley Blair.
Help,
so, Barley, is that you?
Harry? It is. Dear old Harry. Come for a game of chess, old boy.
Came for a chat, actually.
Official?
Sort of.
I wondered how long it would take. You'd better come up and have a snort.
To be perfectly honest, Harry,
I don't think the Russians really knew what to do with me. Shunted me from one place to another. Until in the end they got fed up with me. Put me on a plane to Lisbon.
We thought you might end up here. So we asked our Lisbon station to check this place out from time to time. Let us know if you ever resurfaced.
So why have they sent you? To take me back in chains?
Oh, not at all. No, they simply asked me to tidy things up. Get some answers and assurances out of you. Give you some in return.
I've got all the assurances I need, thanks. The sovs never go back on a handshake, and I've promised to keep my mouth shut.
God bless.
Cheers, old boy.
We're grateful for what you tried to do for us. As far as we're concerned, you acted very honourably. Everybody talks under duress, and you are no exception.
Bollocks! I talked of my own free will.
Still, we are aware of the cost to you, professionally and personally. We're concerned that you should have your fair measure of compensation. On terms, of course.
Terms?
Conditions, then. The sum involved could be quite large.
Was the fallout very bad, Harry?
Well, internally, within the department, it was prolonged and spasmodically painful.
For you?
For all of us. Ned was the principal casualty.
Sorry about that. I really am.
Internationally, the whole operation was, well, quietly swept under the carpet. Both sides pretended it never really happened.
Both?
Well, Moscow didn't want to rock the boat any more than we did.
Goethe paid the price, though.
Yes. Professor Yakov Savelyev died of natural causes shortly after delivering a successful lecture to the military academy at Saratov. And that was the official line.
Goethe was a lost cause, Harry. There was nothing I could do for him.
No.
But Katya, she was still savable.
Was that the deal? Katya for the shopping list.
Katya, the twins, old Matvey, real people in exchange for unreal arguments.
Will they stick to their side of the bargain?
They promised. The Sovs always keep that promise.
In publishing, maybe.
Katya still works in October, doesn't she? She still has her flat and her privileges. The twins still go to school. Old Matvey still relives the siege of Leningrad every night. No. For once in my life, Harry, I hammered out a first-rate contract.
I only hope you're right.
No. She'll come, Harry. They've promised that one day they'll let her come. Maybe this year. Maybe next. But it'll happen. They promised.
That was the seventh and final part of The Russia House, the novel by John le Carré, dramatized for radio by René Basilico. It starred Tom Baker as Barley Blair, with Valentina Yakunina as Katya, and featured John Rowe as Ned, Michael Turner as Harry, Pip Torrens as Clive, David Bannerman as Wicklow, David Healy as Russell Sheraton, and Constantine Gregory as Zapadny. Paddy was played by Christopher Fulford, Arkady by Yuri Stepanov, and Anastasia by Hanna Maria Pravda. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the program produced by John Fawcett Wilson.